The number five way to find a great investment, the 20-10-5 cycle. Rich Dad said, the stock market dominates the investment market for a period of 20 years. As the 20th year approaches, the possibility of a market crash increases. After the crash, the stock market tends to stay down for 10 years. During the 10 years the stock market is down, commodities such as gold, silver, oil, and property dominate the investment world. And every 5 years, there is some kind of major disaster. The reason Rich Dad told me about the 20-10-5 cycle was not to make me a fortune teller with a crystal ball. It was because he wanted me to be aware of change. One of the reasons so many baby boomers are in trouble financially with their retirement is that their investments are still in the stock market, and the market has just ended a 20-year cycle. If they had followed the 20-10-5 cycle, they would have gotten out of equities and into commodities around 1996. If this 20-10-5 cycle holds true, then many baby boomers will not be able to retire because they will be in the stock or equities market during the commodity cycle, waiting for the price of their stocks to come back up, which may not happen till 2008 to 2010. The way I learned to use the 20-10-5 cycle is not as a crystal ball, but as a reminder to look into the future. For example, in 1996, when gold was at an all-time low, trading at around $275 an ounce, I began investing in gold mines. While I was laughed at by some of my friends who are in banking and the stock market, today they are not laughing, as gold has hit $375 an ounce. In other words, as the 20-year equity cycle was coming to an end, I began moving out of equities, meaning stocks, and began looking for opportunities in commodities, such as oil, gold, silver, and other metals. When September 11, 2001 hit, even though stock prices were really low, I continued to stay out of the equities market just because I knew that equities had run their 20-year cycle. Instead of stocks, I looked for more real estate opportunities after 9/11, even though real estate prices were high. This 20-10-5 cycle is not something I would bet my financial future on. As I said, it is primarily a reminder that markets move in cycles. However, by knowing this, I tend not to get caught in the wrong cycle. One of the best ways to find good investments is to find investments that are out of favor but are soon due to come back into favor. This 20-10-5 cycle lets me know that stocks will probably be coming back in favor around 2008, and I will remind myself to consider selling my gold shares at about that time. Since I love real estate, and I trust the demographic trend of America's ever-increasing population growth, I will continue to invest in real estate. The number six way to find a great investment: have a friend in the business. Most of us are mature enough to know that the best investments are rarely advertised for sale. In most cases, the best investments are legally and illegally sold to insiders at the best prices. Often, by the time the little investor hears about a great investment, the prices for that investment are too high, which makes it a bad investment for the little investor. One of the best ways to find great investments is to have business partners who are in the market every day. Kim and I find great investments because we pay our brokers more than other investors do. For example, while many investors are trying to ask their broker to lower their commissions, we give some of our brokers their full commission as well as 10% of the profits from the investment. For some reason, because we are generous, we tend to get the first shot at the best investments. We have purchased several properties before they hit the market by having friends in the business and making them partners in the investment. The number seven way to find a great investment: pay more money. In early 2003, a real estate broker came to Kim and me and asked us if we were interested in selling one of our properties. My reply was, "While we're not really interested in selling, everything we own does have a price." "How much do you want?" asked the broker. After thinking about it for a day or two, Kim and I said, "If you give us $2.5 million, we will sell." "That's way too much," said the broker. "How about $1.9 million?" At that, negotiations were over. Rich Dad often said, "No one likes cheap people, yet for some reason more people try to get rich by being cheap." The same holds true in investing. Personally, I find it distasteful when people attempt to offer me less than what I want for what I have that they want. All too often, people try to buy a good investment by being cheap and then lose the investment. It takes no intelligence to ask for a lower price or to make a low-ball offer. It takes creative intelligence to spot opportunities that others do not see. So before you insult someone by asking for a lower price for an asset you want, see if you can find potential value they cannot. In my opinion, this is the best way to get rich. I have used this method of finding a great deal many times. I simply look for value or opportunities others do not see and pay the asking price, which makes both parties happy. It is my favorite way to get rich. As you can see, there is more than one way to find a great investment. The seven methods listed offer you some flexibility as to what method you choose, depending on the market situations of the day. The four basic points are: Number 1. Know your numbers. Don't be a guessing gambler. Number 2. Know the mistakes that lemmings make. Number 3. Be generous. And Number 4. Be creative. If you keep these basic points in mind, your chances of finding better investments will improve.